Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
It sounds like you don't see a life together with this guy.
Yeah.
And the only reason that you haven't broke up with him is because you feel bad, which is not a reason to do or don't do anything. Like, that doesn't... I hate to break it to those of you out there that think that your feelings matter, but they don't. Like, they're not... Because you feel bad about something has no bearing on, like, what you should or should not do in a situation or what the right or wrong thing is to do.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. It's not your point.
All right. You came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to Dr. Ethan's Dating Corner, the only Catholic podcast about the death penalty. It's your boy, Ethan.
And I'm Patrick.
Do you want to lock in for a second?
What's going on our Discord?
Do you want to pay attention to me now?
We've got a bunch of people getting... I'm pulling up dating topics.
Hey, I'm a human being in front of you. I want you to look at me.
I'm trying to triage the patients, Dr. Ethan.
What do you triage? Don't you're not qualified, nurse.
Dude,
go back to your station. Go drink out of your oversized Stanley, nurse.
speaking of triage, yeah. We went through the emergency room entrance to get to our hospital room. We showed up at the emergency room at 9:15. We had the baby 30 minutes later. All right. We did not spend a lot of time in the emergency room.
Right. You were in,
basically just had Phoebe in a wheelchair, took her name, got her the bracelet, boom, like went upstairs. On the bill, must have been a mistake. They billed us $3,900 for the emergency room. For the emergency room services alone, they billed us $3,900.
You didn't need the emergency room for anything.
No, we didn't.
You should have just had the birth at your house entrance. Or in the car, honestly.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Would have been easy. Would have been a fun story. Wouldn't have been $3,900. Anyway, speaking of triage, apparently it costs $3,900 for a nurse to go. Go to the hospital. Go upstairs to the hospital.
Go upstairs now. Dude, we should sue.
So this is a part of the podcast where we answer your dating questions and talk a little bit about the birth costs in America. Crazy. If you want to submit your own question about dating or about hospital practices in America, you can go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord and you can put your little question in the dating corner chat, just like this anonymous female did. This anonymous female has a little crush on her friend's brother, who lives 4 hours away. Context: 3 of my close friends from college, 2 guys, 1 girl, all live in a city 4 hours away from me. We see each other at least once a year because we celebrate our birthdays together every May. The girl, V, and one of the guys, M, are married.
Vicky
and
Martin.
The other guy, A.
Alan.
Vicky and Martin are married, and the other guy, Alvin, and I are both single. Very much just platonic friends.
Alvin!
Always have. Anyway,
she's in love with a chipmunk. This is a cute little guy. His name's Theodore. I really like him. I want to just take off his green sweater and wear it all the time. Oh man,
I'm pretty sure Theodore wears the blue one.
Simon wears the blue one. You absolute rube. Do not question me on anything related to cartoon animals again. You'd think after all these years you would just trust me implicitly when I make a reference to something. But no, every time I have to prove myself to you, you never listen.
I know all of the animated woodland creatures. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes.
Uh-huh.
All of them. every year.
Underdog. Hong Kong Phooey.
Mojo Jojo.
Jabberjaws.
Little Audrey. That one.
Is that a rapper?
That's it. No, it's a cartoon. That's not a. It's a car. Oh, Woody the Woodpecker.
Bluey.
There we go. Each year, each year for the birthday weekend, either the three of them come to me or I go to them.
Yes.
This year it was my turn to go to them, and A's younger brother N.
Okay.
Also lives near them.
Nick.
And hung out with us. Nick. He was a freshman when I was a senior. I knew of him because I was friends with his older siblings, but I don't think we ever talked in college, so I kind of forgotten about him. But when I was there in May, he mentioned that he and his girlfriend had broken up. I thought he was cute, but didn't really think much about it at the time. A couple weeks ago, I drove up to spend the weekend with them just for fun, and Nick joined again, and I realized I have a little crush on him. And after I left, I told Vicky that I liked him, but I told her not to say anything about it to Alvin or Nick, but her husband knows.
Martin.
Oh, the four of them hang out pretty often. So my question is, what should I do? He's 23. I'm 26. Which is fine, but is it weird?
No.
Should I ask my married friends to do recon slash wingman for me?
No.
No. You should move to this city, yeah. Obviously. Why are you not living with the friends you drive to see all the time?
Yeah. Do you hate yourself?
I know.
All the people I love live here, and I live somewhere else.
Okay. You very clearly like all these people. I don't talk to many of the people that I was friends with in college, except for the one that I married.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so like you got, if obviously you guys are really close friends, so you should just move there and then you should date this guy.
Yes. Is that the end
probably
of the
like
question? Is there anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
No, don't waste your time with the wingmanning.
Oh, is it weird? Is it weird
to do this? To like
date a 23-year-old at 20?
No.
26-year-old.
No. Why is it? No. The weird thing is what you're doing now, which is doing like a high school thing where you're like texting your friend who's an adult woman who's married. I like this guy. Like, what do you think? I get it. You should talk to your friends about whatever. But should just say to Nick, hey, I really enjoy, you know, coming to town. I really, part of the thing that I really like is spending time with you. You know, I'd love to spend some more time with you intentionally, you know, would you take me on a date?
Cause you
please,
poor Vicky, you know, she's like, she's like texting her husband. Hey, we got to figure out how much we really got to stop eating out so much. Cause we got to save for a down payment on a house. And then you text her. Do you think he likes me? No, I'm just kidding. They probably love talking to you about that. But they got bigger things to worry about. You gotta figure out this very obvious, clear next step. Date this guy.
Just call him, or just call Alvin. If you don't have Nick's number, just shoot a text. Hey, I really like Nick. I'd like to get to know him better. Can you give me his number? And you just tell him, hey, I really like you.
Boom.
I'd like to get to know you better. Do you think we could, you know, get some coffee? Do you think we could maybe, I could buy you dinner?
There's a scene from The Office that I think about a lot.
Yeah.
Where Daryl goes up to Kelly and says, hey, I like you. I think this can work, but you need to access your uncrazy side. And she goes, Daryl just says what he thinks. What kind of guy does that? Like, she's just so like floored by like, how dare he just say what he's thinking.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. You got to just say what you're thinking.
Yes.
People are not used to it. It's refreshing.
It is really nice, especially
crazy.
Especially if you were hanging out. I don't know if you caught any vibes, but that guy is probably like, she's really cute, but she's 26. She's friends with my brother. She's probably not even, you know. So if you come up to him,
I'm 23. I'm just.
You probably go up to him and be like, hey, I really like you. He'll be like, sick. He'll probably be flattered. He'll be like, amazing. You know? And then if he's like, oh,
I don't,
but no thanks. Great. You still have Alvin and Vicky. And Martin to be friends with.
You're good.
And it feels like it'll be the end of the world, but it actually won't be. Like, it just won't matter that you said that you like Nick and he said, I don't like you. It just won't matter at all. I promise.
It sounds like he's not even part of the squad. So
he just kind of hangs out sometimes.
Yeah.
Call him.
Should we do the sad one next?
Yeah, I kind of have been too happy lately.
Yeah, okay. Ah, to be young and feel love's cruel sting.
Trick, my website sucks.
It does, really? Wait, hold on. We've worked really hard on it. It took us ages and ages and ages to put it together. You're telling me that our website is bad?
Yes, we are but simple, humble parish workers. And we tried so hard, but we were so bad at it.
It's probably because I spent all my time studying theology and not digital graphic design.
It's probably because I spent all of my time browsing through WordPress plugins instead of actually making the website.
That'll do it. I have redone a parish website twice in my career. Because I was the youngest person on staff, I had to work on it. And most parish websites are clunky, poorly written, and horrible and difficult to navigate. And that's why our friend Dan at Briefcase Marketing is sponsoring our podcast to get the word out to you, parish worker, about how you guys can redo your website for a fraction of the cost of what it would cost you to get it done by like some firm that's not even Catholic. They don't even know about the church. Come on, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't just parishes. This is any Catholic company that has an old or a cluttered website, or really any company at all. If you work in a small company, if you have a website, Dan at Briefcase Marketing can help you out. This would be a really overwhelming process, Patrick, but they make it really, really simple over at Briefcase Marketing.
Yes. Most companies that you contract to write a website for you will make you write out the whole website, all of this stuff. They're just making it look pretty. They're not doing any of the content. Dan will actually write the website for you so that you don't have to worry about what's going to convert, what needs to be above the fold. What does above the fold even mean? He takes care of all of that for you.
I send him photos of myself. I say, put this one on the website. Put that one on the website. Put this one on the website. Make this one a GIF. Turn me into, make it so that I'm dancing with Trump and Elon Musk AI. And he says, no problem. No problem. I'll include it on the website. Super easy to work with. Loves putting pictures of me on the website. So if that's your bag, he's got it.
Instead of staring at a blank sheet of paper and writing all of your content, he writes everything for you. So takes care of all of that. And if your company or ministry or parish needs a better website, he has a deal that the first three people to fill out our form on our website will get a free rewrite of the hero section of their website. It's the top part of the homepage, the most important part of your website. So the first three people, even if you don't go with them, even if you don't work with them, get a free rewrite of the hero section of your website. So fill out our form at thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Take you to a form, fill it out, and he'll rewrite the hero section for you. If you love it, he'll work with you. You're going to want to hire him immediately. He's a great guy. Check out his Google reviews. All of his Google reviews are from parish pastors or ministries he's worked with that have given him 5 stars all the way. So go check him out. That's thecrunchcast.com/briefcase.
thecrunchcast.com/briefcase. Thank you so much to Briefcase Marketing for sponsoring this episode of Putting Ethan on Your Parish Website. Do it now. Okay, goodbye.
This one comes from Elise. Hi all. I've been dating this guy for over a year and a half.
Break up with him.
We've been doing long distance for a while, and I'm struggling to decide what the future of our relationship looks like. We get along really well, on the same page about everything except for our faith. He does not share my beliefs. I'm afraid that I'm not being honest with myself about trying to convert him. Ordinarily, I take that as a sign to end things, but every time I think about it, I feel so guilty. He's been my best friend for so long. His friends and his family are constantly telling me how much I mean to him. As much as love requires total sacrifice and growth, I don't want either of us to compromise about the fundamental things that make us who we are. Ethan, what do you think?
Bro is waffling right now. What is she saying?
What does that mean?
It just means
talking. Said that to me on Twitter.
It just means like yapping. It's the same thing.
It's just, waffling means going back and forth.
No, that's what it used to mean. No, it just means someone who's talking. Like, what are you waffling about?
Oh, okay. I don't trust you ever since you said you were gonna cook the Ruby kids. You're like, I'm gonna cook them. I was like, that doesn't mean that.
I will cook them
into a little stew.
Yes, I have a house made of candy. Come into my little house.
I like bringing up Luis because I know that Katie listens to the podcast to fall asleep. I'm like, Luis, wake up. Wake up, Luis.
You remember that episode of Sweet Life on Deck where they all have dreams and they get cooked in like a gingerbread house? You know what I'm talking about? It's like a dream sequence. And Zach and Cody get cooked. And maybe the guy with glasses is there too. And Doc Shaw is potentially a part of it.
Doc Shaw, who I know the name of the guy, but not the character he played.
Yeah. And he was there for like half of a season. And then he went and started had that show with Mitchell Musso.
Who, after Mitchell Musso got a DUI, was replaced by the kid from Zeke and Luther. Wait, no. Backwards. Zeke and Luther and Mitchell Musso were the two. And then Doc Shaw replaced Mitchell Musso.
Oh.
I think.
Two kings. It's not important. What I'm thinking about is this girl that wrote this question in.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you want us to tell you? It sounds like you don't see a life together with this guy.
Yeah.
And the only reason that you haven't broke up with him is because you feel bad, which is not a reason to do or don't do anything. Like, that doesn't, I hate to break it to those of you out there that think that your feelings matter, but they don't. Like, they're not, because you feel bad about something has no bearing on like what you should or should not do in a situation or what the right or wrong thing is to do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It sucks. Because it's not fun.
That's something else.
Yeah.
Like that's something else that only because of the events of the last couple of years has been a belief that I've had to break, is like, just because something makes me feel bad doesn't mean I shouldn't do it.
Right.
Just because something makes me uncomfortable or just because I am afraid of doesn't mean I've done anything wrong, actually, is a big thing.
Yes.
Like I've had the biggest thing in my life is clients. So I have clients who don't want to pay, they get upset. I'm like, oh no, have I done something wrong? And I avoid, you know, the hard conversations. But it's like, I haven't done anything wrong here. I need to face this head on and end the relationship so that it has some kind of, so people at least have some kind of good terms. I need to like either break off the client or I need to like put the handle and be like, hey, you need to pay, you know, like I have to make a decision and do it and act. The thing that doesn't work is sitting back and going, oh, I hope the problem will solve itself.
That does work sometimes.
It does work sometimes, but not when money is
involved. You have to strategically deploy the I'm going to let that resolve solution.
I'm going to let that resolve itself.
Yeah. That's
There is a certain threshold where I'm just like, we'll leave that.
The kids were fighting in the yard earlier, and usually I'm like, let the kids fight, right? Like, they'll figure it out. But they were both holding onto the bat and they were pulling and they were just both screaming, mine, mine, mine. You know, it was not going to resolve. I go over there and I'm like, all right, Magdalene, you're going to hit the ball first. When you're done, you're going to give it to Peter and then he's going to hit the ball. She goes, she hits it, hands it over to Peter. He hits it. At that point, they're both interested in something else. I leave. I tell Emma, I'm like, I could solve Israel-Palestine today. I felt like
you guys get the Dome of the Rock on Tuesday. Yes. You get it on Wednesday.
Dude, solving Israel Palestine by giving a timeshare to the holy sites. That's crazy.
That's how we solved the Holy Sepulchre.
That's true.
That's what we did. Yeah. We were like, you guys get the main room at 7 p.m. every Sunday.
Yeah.
And you guys can use it on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's
you guys can do the fire hoax miracle on Easter, whatever.
I don't know what that is.
Do you think it's real? Do you think the fire thing is real?
What's the fire thing? 30 seconds.
It's the fire where if you do this over it, it doesn't burn your hand.
That's every fire.
Really fast.
Dude.
I know.
Whatever.
Yes, that's the point.
Okay.
The Orthodox have this miracle where they go in and they come out, it's the holy fire, and it doesn't burn for like 33 minutes on Easter Sunday. And it's like, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. He goes in there without any kindling, any light, and the fire comes out with fire. Who knows? Is it a miracle? Is it not? Who knows?
To the girl that wrote the question, you have to decide what you want in your life and then make choices according to that decision. So if this guy is not going to be someone who you want to marry, if you don't feel like God is, you know, encouraging you to do this, if you feel like it's contradictory to everything God's told you in your life, then don't do it. But that's only for you to decide. It sounds like the only thing really holding you back is that you've been dating him for... It's the sunk cost fallacy. I would encourage you to look that up.
Yes. The sunk cost fallacy is the fallacy that because I put so much effort in, I need to put in more.
The sunk cost is the thought that it was so expensive to find the Titanic that it was not worth doing. That's not true.
It was worth it because we figured out that J.P. Morgan financed the sinking of the Titanic.
When J.P. Morgan and Mike Wazowski financed the the sinking of the Titanic.
Yeah. The monsters from Monsters. And that's why they were called that.
James P. Morgan, top scarer.
I think all incorporations are monsters.
No way.
Next question.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It is Saturday. I'm about to watch some college football. I got the K-State polo on. As some of you know, my love for college football is another indication in my further swing to the right that you might have noticed on the podcast. One of the other things that's more right wing about me lately is that I really, really hate censorship. I really don't like big tech using their monopoly over the technology that we use every day, silencing people that frankly say things that are true about the Catholic Church, about Catholic social teaching. There's a lot of repression about the truth that's going on out there in big tech land. That's why our sponsor, Patmost Hosting Solutions, is one of the best sponsors we've ever had because I think they're actually doing something of value. Our website is hosted on Patmost. They are our island of refuge from big tech. That's one of the things that they say. They provide a few different things. Top-notch web and app development services, hosting, AI GPU services, and they're all backed. This is the thing I really like about them. No censorship guarantee. So even if they completely disagreed with you, they would still host you. They would still put you out on the web. They would make sure you don't get deplatformed because they agree that you should be allowed to say what you want to say, right? You should not be censored because of ideological differences. I say a lot of things on this podcast that maybe would get me canceled otherwise, but Patmos, because I'm not worried about that, they always take care of me, which is really, really nice. I have my own person to talk to. I could talk to Camila anytime I have an issue or a question about what's going with Patmos, and they never offshore or sub out any of their work. There's just no better value in tech. So if you are looking to build an app or website or host a current site, or you know someone who's looking to do any of these things, go to patmos.tech. They can help out businesses or missions. So if you're in the church world, they can help you no matter what size you are. There's no cost amount that is the minimum threshold. They want to help everybody who wants this type of service with the great value that they provide. Let's see, the last thing here. Oh, I didn't include this in some of the other ads. You get 10% off your next web project or free hosting migration if you tell them The Crunch sent you. That's 10% off. We need to go back and we need to update. So I'm going to say this a lot more. 10% off if you tell them that The Crunch sent you. That's patmos.tech. Patmos, freedom as a service. Go to patmos.tech, tell them The Crunch sent you. Get 10% off for your favorite mission, organization, church, or business. That's patmos.tech. They keep us free. Thank you, Patmos, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
This one comes from In a Little Cafe, a guy. Question for the pod. My friend is currently one of 13 students in a brand spanking new Catholic technological college in Italy for Americans who want to get a STEM degree in Italy. There are 10 guys
Insane.
And 3 girls in this class.
Whoa.
I asked if he Dude. Was flirting with the women, and he said no. When pressed further, he said he doesn't want to create any drama. I told him this is silly, but is he right? Is it a bad idea to not think about dating because you might accidentally create unwanted drama among the 12 people you'll be stuck with in a foreign country for 3 years? Everyone there has already graduated a Newman List college already. So all of them, these are all a bunch of Frannies, Benedictines, and Chris. This is 10 dudes. This is the bachelorette. Dude,
this is the smelliest college in Italy. Guaranteed. It's just a bunch of guys that are like awkwardly like Lord of the Rings? Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Chesterton, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. You guys want to,
you know, Tolkien never stopped saying the Latin response.
Yeah, C.S. Lewis is in hell. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of guys walking around in tweed with like bowler hats on.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is the wrong country.
But not in a cool way. In like the weird way.
Not in a cool way. No,
yeah.
In a weird way.
And the girls are like, do you want to watch The Chosen again? And they're like, yeah.
The girls are just studying.
The girls are
they're
just
killing
normal.
It. They're having a great time.
Yeah, they're just they're listening to Taylor Swift. They're just regular people. And the guys are
and
all
the,
just
the guys are just sweating. They can't concentrate. They're like, what do we do? There's only 3.
Oh, those poor guys. It's just like all the worst parts of a Franciscan distilled down with the added pressure of being in a foreign country. Hopefully, I think that is the fact that they're in Italy is somewhat of a release valve. Like in case one of the guys ever gets too pent up about one of the 3 girls at his college, he can just go outside and look at Italian women and be like, okay,
okay
there's other fish in the sea. Yeah.
Hey, there's other pescata in the, I don't know.
Yeah. Can I get the,
I forgot what C was in Italian.
Not important. So I actually think this is probably the best possible. If this was happening like in rural America, and there was like, and you were in a town like Steubenville, and this was the college was there. This is a problem, right? But because you're in Italy, right? You can just go. You can just go to the places where the most beautiful people on the planet live, just by bus, you know. So I don't think you should worry about that. I think what you should tell your friend is it's kind of like King of the Hill, you know, like you got to rush to the top, and if you plant your flag, you're the one that has to keep other people off the hill. You know, but if you let someone else get to the top of the hill, then you got to fight your way up and knock him down, which is way more difficult.
I found it.
What's up?
I found it. Catholic Polytechnic University.
Polytechnique.
A new Catholic university focused on STEM education enrolls its first class of students. This is great. I'm going to find all 13. I'm going to name them off and
please,
then we're going to assign them to each
that.
Other.
Please don't do that. I think if he likes one of the girls, he should just go for it. I don't think there's any reason to like wait for the sake of the group, because this is, it's gonna happen anyway. You're all Americans in the same place in a different country. Someone is gonna fall in love with someone else eventually. It's probably already happened. So if he likes one of them, he's already behind, because there's already a guy who's on his 5th rewatch of the Two Towers, and he's watching the scenes with Arwen or whatever. And
Aragorn actually broke his foot.
And Aragorn, and he's thinking like, oh, that could be us. That could be me and the girl, one of the 3 other girls that I know. You know, he's already thinking that. So you have to get ahead of the game. You got to go. You got to go get a baguette and some fromage.
Wrong country.
Okay, hold on. You got to go get.
Baguette,
antipasta,
and a little pizza.
Yes, little pizza. Bring little pizza to her. Heart-shaped pizza dough. Bake it together and
that
say, "That's crazy."
Dough.
It baked into a heart. I had no idea. Anyway, I love you. How about, hold on.
You should just like.
Oh, do something. Dude, hold on.
Did he get it? Did he get it?
Fire. Ready?
All right.
What's the name of the school?
The Catholic Polytechnic Institute.
Everybody's in the same room. Hey, don't you guys think we could all try out our polytechnic together?
That's disgusting.
I know. I'm sorry.
When the moon hits your eye, that's like a big pizza pie.
I didn't know Catholics had polytechniques. I thought they were against that.
That's funny. I'm more of a Catholic monogatech.
Yeah. Catholic polytechnic. They learned from the Mormons? Wow.
There you go. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
We're reverse Mormons. That does suck because usually, like, that's the only Catholic college I've ever heard of that has a majority of men in it. It's the case in STEM, yeah. But I thought that Catholic plus STEM would at least like cancel out, you know? Yeah. You know, but it is a graduate program, so usually that's like.
Dude, just show up with a Vespa one day, and just like hop on, babe. And then she just is on. And then you just have your Lizzie McGuire movie moment. Just do that. Just recreate the Lizzie McGuire montage where she's on the Vespa with the guy. And you will be set for life. Go to the fountain.
It's
perform at a thing.
It is in the picturesque Alban Hills near Rome within walking distance of the Vatican Observatory.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, this is a different
school. Dude, go look at the stars at the Vatican Observatory. What if we kissed at the telescope at the Vatican Observatory?
Wait, maybe this is Catholic.
What if we got
tech?
Kicked out by the Jesuits?
Same thing.
Manning the Catholic Observatory for smooching while we looked at Xenon 4 in the Andromeda strain. Babe, please.
Anyway, if it's Catholic tech, it's near Castel Gandolfo, which is this like.
Oh, that's the summer residence of the Pope.
Yes. Come on, man. This is one of the most romantic places in the world.
You have no excuse.
Surely,
you have no excuse
for
taking an L here.
This is you don't even have to be the most attractive looking guy in the school. All you have to do is be the first one to be
like, let's be clear.
Hey, do you want to check out the beach? And she's yours.
Yes. The bar is very low to be the most attractive guy at the Catholic polycule.
in a graduate STEM program. Yes. Yeah. But also it's like, you gotta, this is how every franny guy found his wife,
uh-huh.
except for me.
Oh.
Was he just went to Austria.
Yeah, that'll do it. Something about
with
being
girls
in Europe.
That he's already known for 2 years.
Right, but then you can drink.
And then they were like, what?
But then they're all drinking, they're going out, and they're having a good time, you know?
That's exactly it. It's like he's known these girls already for 2 years. Right. He goes to Austria. They go to this beautiful town in the Alps.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go on a hike.
Yeah.
And they look out into the valley. And she's like, I think I'm in love with you.
Just find a mountain to take her up on. Yeah.
Easy.
It's the ancient strats.
It's called the bridge effect.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. Many times.
So go back and listen to that episode. All right. Last question.
All right. I'm ready. Hello, it's me from the future. Well, in this podcast, I'm from the future, but for you listening, I'm from the past. And if this ad gets used again, I'm even more in the past. But I'm not in the future for the future me that's recording a future episode that this ad is in. But what I'm going to talk to you today about is the Consecrate America campaign. We just had the year of the 3 years of the Eucharistic Revival and the big National Eucharistic Congress. But Carmel Communications is on a mission to consecrate America to the Eucharist. You can go to consecrateamerica.com. We're hoping that we get as many people as possible to sign a petition to the U.S. bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. As of right now, I'm looking at the page, 137,000 people have signed. They're aiming for 250,000. You head over to consecrateamerica.com. You can join the petition. Essentially, we believe that the people who believe in the Eucharist should continue to advocate for adoration, reverence in the liturgy. I mean, we can't just stop because the Congress happened and it's over now. It feels like it's over now. We have to keep going. And one of the ways that Carmel Communications is doing this, and they are petitioning the bishops to consecrate America to the Eucharist. 50 million American Catholics have left the Catholic faith in the past 30 years. It is time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems. If we consecrate America, then we will be placing this into God's hands. We will be seeking out a spiritual solution to a spiritual problem. So head on over to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition today. I'd like to thank Carmel Communications for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch. Go to consecrateamerica.com. Sign the petition now. See you later.
Go get a Vespa. This one is less dating, but it's the end game. Asking for a friend about bridesmaids.
Tony Starn.
Wife-to-be. Oh, I thought this person was actually marrying someone named Phoebe, but he's doing like a friends thing.
Oh.
So.
Don't give him the satisfaction to replace the names.
No, it's going to be confusing. He's marrying someone he's calling Phoebe.
Okay.
The original bridesmaid is Rachel. The potential bridesmaid is Monica. Everyone in the group is friends. Yeah. But everyone is also friends. Uh-huh. Phoebe is the newest member of the group due to dating. Let's say she's marrying Dave. Why would you pick why would you pick not a friend's name? Phoebe, Monica, Rachel, and Dave. Everyone's
hold
favorite
on. Can we back it up?
Everyone's favorite member of the game.
I'm already lost. This guy needs to.
Me too.
Can you? So, what's the situation? Who's writing in?
Asking for a friend. So I first read that tongue in cheek, but I guess they're actually asking for a friend.
Okay.
Regarding bridesmaids.
Okay.
The wife to be. This might be a woman.
So his friend is the husband to be.
I thought this was the husband and like his wife was having bridesmaid trouble, but I actually think this is a woman who's asking for advice about a group of women that are in a wedding party together.
Okay.
Okay. So the wife, the bride, her name is Phoebe,
yeah.
Bridesmaid and potential bridesmaid, Rachel and Monica.
Uh-huh.
Everyone in the group is friends with each other. Phoebe is the newest member of the group.
Yes.
So
got it.
The wife, the bride is the newest member and she's marrying
Dave.
Dave, Rachel, and Phoebe all live in the same town. Everyone else lives in other places. Since they hung out most of the time, Phoebe asked Rachel to be a bridesmaid,
okay.
And she said yes.
Okay.
For the last few months, Phoebe and Monica have been hanging out too. They've gotten much closer.
Okay.
At that point, Monica is closer to that one than Rachel. Phoebe now regrets asking Rachel, wants to swap Monica in as a bridesmaid. They have pairs in the wedding party, so having an extra bridesmaid isn't something they're considering. Someone has to be swapped out. Considering that the only thing the wedding party has done so far is to agree to be part of the wedding party, what's your advice? Okay.
This literally doesn't
I think
matter.
I get it. Do you get
I
it?
I do get it. This is actually so easy. All you have to do is just have one groomsman walk two bridesmaids down the aisle, and then once that happens, no one will think about it ever again because no one is going to count. And even if they do count, who cares? They're getting married. It does not matter if you have one extra. The symmetry thing is made up. Like someone just decided like, oh, it has to be even. No, it doesn't. Just have as many bridesmaids as you want. Have as many groomsmen as you want. Who cares? This is a big mountain molehill moment, I think, in the life of this person.
We had to have one groomsman walk two bridesmaids down the aisle at my wedding. I don't remember. We had a mismatch because Teresa couldn't make it. Remember?
Yes.
No, we had one fewer bridesmaid than we did.
Yeah.
Guy.
And that was fine. And it ruined the wedding because it was not symmetrical.
Yeah. Yep. It was a COVID wedding and that was what did it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Just tell your friend to not care.
Do not. Oh my gosh. What will ruin your wedding is if you
swap
it.
Do not. That's actually crazy. This is an insane idea.
That would suck.
Don't do that.
I would hate that.
Yes.
it's so like I know someone who almost didn't get put in a wedding party because like she just had a kid and they were like, oh, I don't think she'd want to do it. So I'm just not going to ask her at all. And like, they almost stopped being friends because of it. And you should. So just like, and save the friendship, invite them. It's like, it actually costs you nothing to add someone to the wedding party. It costs them more than it costs you.
Yes. Cause they so have just to rent, they have to rent the tuxedo or buy the dress.
Yeah.
So it's a good one to end on. Simple, nice and clean. I like this.
Easy. Someone sent us, Timothy Gordon's dumper.
Someone sent you a picture of Timothy Gordon's dumper.
No, dumper list.
Oh, okay.
Dump space her. That's funny. All right. And someone said, you should react to this, but there's two.
We'll do it next week.
There's too many. Do you remember this? Timothy Gordon made a list of.
I remember.
Unfortunately, our time together is up due to the circled infractions. Yeah. And it's a list of like.
This was big back in the day.
40 different things you could do wrong. Oh, man. It's funny. Has a single textile made of pleather or leopard print?
All right, everybody. That's it for our show today. I'm playing the music at the Oscars to get Patrick to stop doing the Timothy Gordon thing.
You have 30 more seconds. I just wanted to read one because I just wanted to let you know what the level is.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to react to that. It's just obviously ridiculous.
It's funny.
And silly.
It's just like a funny thing. Ism. It's out there.
Yeah.
Patrick, I hope you travel safe, man, in your trips. I hope you win money at the fake casino that you go to.
I
hope you win the bonus, most importantly.
Yes.
I'm glad that we were able to record a day early for the good of the Patreon.
Weight off my shoulders.
Yes. Do you have anything else for the people?
I will fly the airplane directly into the hurricane.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We'll see you all next time.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.